KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.
Good morning and welcome into Open Forum. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with the Executive Director of Educational Services for the Marshalltown Community School District, Dr. Shauna Smith. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. It's a great day. Sun is shining, and we're ready for the month of May at Marshalltown Community School District.
I mean, May's when everything really picks up, right? Like, with the, you got graduation coming to an end, you got teachers trying to wrap up their lessons and things like that. It's a crazy time with the school district.
It is, and this week is one of our favorites because it's Teacher Appreciation Week, and if you drive around the community, it's not hard to find all of those handwritten notes that our students have put together, and then we just really appreciate over 75 businesses within the community make those visible. Mm-hmm. And then after Teacher Appreciation Week is over, we collect them, sort them, and then we give them back to the teachers that they're written to. So it's a really special time for us.
Yeah, yeah. Remind me, did you teach in the classroom? Did you start in the classroom?
I did at Lenahan.
Okay, what'd you
sixth grade. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember maybe a fun memory of being a teacher, or your favorite teacher growing up? I'm not, you know, Teacher Appreciation Week.
Oh,
I'll tell you, my favorite teacher is my sixth grade teacher, only because his name was Zach, too. So that's how we bonded right off the bat.
Yeah, I have a ton of favorite memories from when I was teaching. And I actually started my career over at GMG Elementary, sixth grade, and then I came over to Lenahan. And I was a part of the dual language program, and even though I'm a monolingual speaker. And it was an incredible year because I was able to teach all the different subjects that Lenahan had. In almost a self-contained setting, which meant some of my kids stayed with me for the full day. And I still have connections to some of those kids. Some of them are working in our district, and it's just really special to get to see them. And they'll call me Mrs. Smith. And there's just some sort of a ring that makes that special because you know that you had a connection with them when you were teaching in the classroom.
Yeah, very cool. And so this week we highlight all those teachers that are making an impact on the youth in our community and trying to be the best Bobcat and be the best person that they can be when they grow up, all culminating into the graduation ceremony that's coming up for our seniors. Let's talk real quick, graduation details.
Yes, this is the most special ceremony that we host all year, and it's really special in a lot of different ways. We have grandparents, parents, this everyone in the gymnasium that's there to witness are incredibly proud of the students' accomplishments. And then when you see the students actually walk across the stage, take a deep breath, and they just have the biggest smile on their face, it's priceless. So we really look forward to this big event. Our graduation will be on May 31st. Within MHS. We have so many students graduating this year that we're limited gets to 4 per student, which is very difficult.
And I've seen some Facebook posts of, hey, we'll take any that are out there.
Yes. I think normally we allow 5. You know, we do have to restrict that just so that everyone has representation there. The doors open at 1:30 p.m., and we do have overflow, which is a live stream into the auditorium, and that is unlimited. So,
and air conditioning, right?
And air conditioning, yes. It's a very comfortable way to watch the live stream. And then, basically, I think it's a really nice way to be a part of the photos and the after ceremony fun with the kids. We do ask that the balloons and different like noisemakers don't make it into the roundhouse. I think every year there's at least one or two that get through, which I know can be really exciting. However, especially with balloons, they can block the view of others, and we want to be really respectful. The students, if we have any potential graduates out there that are listening, we want to be thoughtful of not decorating our hats, which is a really popular request. And a lot of that, the district in general just says, no, we're not decorating hats, to keep it more like professional and unified when the kids go through the actual graduation ceremony where they get their diploma. So other than that, we're just excited to get to see all of our families. And it is a really special like closure to the year where we see our students, you know, hopefully spreading their wings into whatever is down the road and what's to come.
Yeah, yeah. I still remember my graduation, a ceremony at Pleasant Valley, not here in Marshalltown. We had the same thing in the auditorium as well with overflow. And my grandparents went to the auditorium, and they actually 3 years after my brother graduated, enjoyed the auditorium more because I think the air conditioning. Grandma was like, it was way nicer in there than sweating and fanning myself the whole time. But
yes.
If people had questions, just reach out to the high school, I would imagine, for that.
Yeah, if they call the high school and they talk to one of the building secretaries, they'll definitely either get that information or be directed to the right person.
Okay, so that's coming up May 31st, always an exciting time with the school district. But for all those that aren't graduating, the other, 12 grades, kindergarten through 11th there, juniors, be worried about registration in the summer to make sure you can get into the next grade. So what do people need to know about registration for the next school year over the summer?
Yep, you hit the head on the nail there. We really start planning for the following school year early. I would say as early as February. We're already starting to think through what are our processes and what are the registration necessities. That will begin for our entire community July 1st, and we encourage you to get in and do it as quickly as you can. Most of our families are really good at just logging into Infinite Campus and doing the online registration. If you're a brand new family, or maybe if you're looking to start with us at the school district, we really want you to come into our Welcome Center. And we have a team of professionals there that are really good at helping you through any questions that you might have in the entire registration process.
Yeah, and at the Welcome Center as well, stop by and get a little cup of coffee at Bobcat Cafe. And we're going to talk a little bit about Bobcat Cafe coming up here just after this.
Hi, I'm Dave Thompson from Thompson True Value. If you're tired of the big box grills that you throw out after a short time, it's time to step up to the quality of Weber. Thompson's carries the area's largest selection of Weber grills. The two-burner Spirit E210 starts at only $399. Also, check out the new Genesis 2 lineup, assembly already included at Thompson True Value. And we have charcoal grills, including the 22-inch Weber Original Kettle for $139 and a charcoal 18-inch Original Kettle for $119. For tailgating, check out the Smoky Joe Premium for $58.99. Thompson True Value also sells a full line of replacement parts for Weber gas or charcoal grills, as well as a full line of accessories such as digital thermometers, vegetable baskets, covers, and more. Stop by and say hello and see our new store at 106 South Center Street in downtown Marshalltown with its convenient layout and location. I like to say, park at the door and into the store. Thompson True Value. Behind every project is a true value.
Looking to make your political candidate message heard where it matters most? News Talk 1230 KFJB and 93.9 FM connect directly with engaged, informed voters who care about our community. These are listeners who tune in daily, trust what they hear, and take action. With targeted time slots, high-frequency reach, and a loyal audience, your campaign message won't just be heard, it'll stick. When every vote counts, invest in a platform that delivers credibility, consistency, and results.
In Marshalltown, we know the power of community, and we're taking steps to ensure reliable energy for our customers. At Alliant Energy, we're investing in new infrastructure to meet growing demand. Our planned Bobcat Energy Center will ensure reliable, cost-effective energy for years to come. It's reliable, it's responsible, and it's built for Marshalltown's future. Visit AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond to learn more.
Welcome back to Open Forum. We're joined this morning with Dr. Shauna Smith, the Executive Director of Educational Services with the Marshalltown Community School District, just talking about the BA Niblock Welcome Center right there at the Orpheum Theater. Great place for people to go if you're joining the district to get registered starting July 1st, but also a great place to get some coffee. Bobcat Cafe has kind of been this teaching experience, on-the-job learning experience for these students. How has it gone this first year?
So great, and we are really thankful to have Jules McGrew. She's our teacher who is overseeing Bobcat Cafe, and she's done an incredible job. She'll work with the kids in Foods 3 to prepare the bakery, you know, items, and then those same items are sold through our cafe. And I know that there's definitely some favorites out there in the community. Jules also does an incredible job working with other teachers to sell some of their products. So, for example, I know recently we've added some pottery at the Bobcat Cafe for community members to come in, take a look, and they can actually make purchases. There is some student artwork as well on the walls. It's kind of like a free will donation, like name your price and we're willing to sell student artwork. There are some t-shirts in there, some tumblers. She's just always thinking of what else she can do. More recently, and I know our teachers have really enjoyed this, she and the students will push out a form for specific schools on a schedule to like put in their order, and then they'll deliver the coffee to the school, because it's very difficult for a classroom teacher to get away from kids to go get coffee during the day, but it's something that I think can be a necessity.
Yes, of course.
So it's just been such a neat, like you're seeing some flexibility in business, and that is also so, it's a learning experience for kids. So it's been really neat to see it continue to thrive.
Yeah, I think it's really cool kind of getting that on-the-job experience in school, because I feel like a lot of times I learned about, okay, this is how the world works, and then I finally got to a job, and it was like, well, it is, but it's also the way we do things as well. You kind of got to mold what you've learned to how they do it.
And our kids, I believe, just fully catered the fur ball. I don't know, animal rescue leagues, mm-hmm. Big, yes. And I know that the food was just phenomenal. So it's just incredible to see the talent that's continuing to come out
yeah.
through the program.
I've only had coffee. I haven't gotten any of the pastries yet, but the coffee is delicious. So I would highly recommend people to stop by the Bobcat Cafe right there at the Orpheum Theater, the new Welcome Center for the school district. One thing that we talk with Dr. Schutte about kind of all the time right now, because it's a big project, but Franklin Field, Miller Middle School, let's start with Franklin Field. We had the first soccer game against Perry. To you as a Bobcat, how's it kind of feel to see that all happen? And obviously the Bobcats get the big win as well. A very cool night.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. And one that I know it's a memory that'll be cherished for a very long time. Hats off to Dr. Schutte, because he has absolutely led and continued this work at an incredible pace. The Franklin Field, the only thing left is to lay down that track surface, and the only thing holding us back is the weather. We need it to be a low of 55 for 2 weeks straight, and then that track will be finished. And it's going to be a red track, and it's going to pop. It's just going to completely, I think, the whole entire stadium is going to look incredible.
Yeah, I thought when we were doing the soccer game on KFJB TV, the lights, the Franklin Field with the Bobcat lighting up was super cool to see. I didn't realize it was going to be a red track. So we've got red at Franklin Field. We got the blue over at the high school, kind of giving us our Bobcat colors. It's really kind of all coming together.
It is. It's so fun. And I know community members probably drive past the Franklin Field. And if you do it during the day, you see elementary students out there. This is pretty funny, but we read all of those teacher appreciation cards. And Mr. Holmgren, the principal of Franklin Elementary, had a card written to him from a fourth grader that said, "Thank you for buying me the Franklin Field." And we laughed. It was so sweet. But we're like, yeah, because this student hasn't had that access all leading up to this mm-hmm. moment. And they've been a part of Franklin. So it was just genuine, thank you. This has made a big difference for me when I go outside for recess. And so it's getting more use than just your typical middle school field as well.
Yeah, and I see the middle school is already using it for track practice and things like that as well. So it's getting used throughout the year. Everybody thank Principal Holmgren for purchasing
yes.
that field.
I know.
It was to stop by.
Yes.
But then, looking the other way, looking east outside of my window, I've got more houses coming down. There's construction always going on out at Miller. I believe it's the gyms and a parking lot is kind of what we're working on right now, right?
Yeah. So the goal now is to there's a lot of different phases. And the first phase that they're really working towards is to add on the new auxiliary gym to the existing newer gym. And that should be finished before school starts next fall. So our current seventh graders will return to Miller and they'll have a new PE physical education facility, and the incoming 6th to 7th graders won't even know the difference,
yeah.
which is really exciting. And then they're going to continue to build out those newer portions of the building so that we have places for the kids to go when it's time to renovate the existing portions of the building.
So has there been any kind of talk on how that schedule will look? Are we waiting for more building to come up before we talk about where students are going to go and how long they're going to kind of be in those new spaces?
Yeah, there definitely has been discussion around it. And I wouldn't say that we've landed on any one solution. I do feel like we have great solutions for the kids to a point where the learning will continue. Our staff is so excited to have a renovated building that I think that they are also understanding they need to be flexible. And I just shout out to our middle school staff and our two principals over there who are already starting to problem solve. We're just really excited for, you know, the building to start to transform.
Yeah, 100 years that it's been in service here in Marshalltown. At one point was the high school, so the building has seen a lot of different faces come through there. Remind me again, is it going to be a total of like 2 years for construction? I know that we've kind of already started, but is it going to be like two school years that we're going to make it through?
I would say for it to be complete, it's probably going to be closer to 3 full school years, although it is just time, you know, construction project / time dependent, right? Yeah. So how does the weather cooperate? And I know that they're wanting to do a really high quality job along with keeping that pacing moving really at an appropriate rate for the kids.
Yeah, and as somebody who had my junior high was under construction the 2 years that I was there, it's okay, you will graduate still. When you go back, you can just say, you know what, I was here before all this stuff, and we still did okay. So
Zach's our poster child.
Yeah, Pleasant Valley.
That's great.
I'll be the Pleasant Valley grad as the poster child for the Marshalltown Community School
District. So great. If Zach can do it, so can you.
Exactly. That's actually a terrible way to motivate people, but it'll be all right.
Great.
Talking today with Dr. Shauna Smith, the Executive Director of Educational Services with the Marshalltown Community School District. One thing that's always, you know, part of these updates, furniture, desks.
Yes.
Are we still going to have the desks that are connected with the table right in front of you, or what are you guys kind of looking at for furniture?
Yeah, that's a great question. We also have some teachers that are piloting an entire classroom worth of brand new furniture. And we're basically just kind of monitoring how our students interact with it. How do the teachers either like or dislike specific functions of the furniture? How does the furniture hold up compared to these middle school students? And then really thinking about color schemes. You know, like having a white surface on everything might look nice right away, and then it also might look dirty in 3 days. So we're really
with middle schoolers.
Right. So we're just really thinking about like longevity. You know, the furniture we want to make sure is able to last for a long time. We don't buy new furniture very often. You could probably find a few classrooms in the district that still have some furniture pieces that are 50 plus years old, because that's just not, you know, for public educators, you're not able to always just kind of recycle into new furniture. So I do think that our teachers have given really great feedback. We've got 3 classroom pilots that have happened, and I think we're looking at maybe one more.
Okay. So do students travel at Miller Middle School, like between the subjects, math, science, and things like that?
Yes. So student voice is included with those pilots. The students are actually experiencing it as well and then giving their feedback on what they like or don't like.
I mean, does the topic also kind of change how you want to set things up? Like, obviously, science experiments are going to have their own type of table, probably with a faucet and things like that. But like English and math, does it matter if it's a table or a standalone desk?
Yeah, we definitely. Great question, Zach. I'm impressed with that. So we're really working towards flexibility, like flexible learning environments that encourage collaboration. And if you think about today's day and age, kids are very often willing, like going to get sucked into their devices. And then I think we just really are wanting to create a learning space that students' desks can be pushed together and they can collaborate. Or if it's test day, we can expand back out and say, nope, this is an assessment that you need to do individually.
Yeah. Yeah. I was always the kid that the table that got moved off on my own because I was talking too much. Well, turns out teachers, I now talk for a living. But joined today with Dr. Shauna Smith, Executive Director of Educational Services for the Marshalltown Community School District. Got to take one more break. And when we come back, we'll wrap it up with her.
Mother's Day is just around the corner. Will you be ready? Will you have a thoughtful gift for your mom? I'll bet your mom says every year, oh, you don't need to buy me anything. Moms who say those words are usually the most deserving. And at Helberg's Jewelers, you will discover the perfect gift to thrill your mom. Choose from stunning earrings, sparkling neck chains, or maybe a one-of-a-kind piece of crystal from our gift department. As always, free gift wrap, enhanced with an elegant handmade bow, awaits you at Helberg's Jewelers in beautiful downtown Marshalltown.
Welcome to Live Well with Unity Point Health. We're joined by Blaine Westmeyer, ER physician in Marshalltown and associate medical director for the Unity Point Health Waterloo region. Dr. Westmeyer, we know patients sometimes wait a while in the ER before receiving care. What's going on behind the scenes?
Yes, this happens in all emergency departments for various reasons. I've said this before, and I'd like to say it again. Please don't assume our teams don't care or understand the nature of someone's pain or frustration. We absolutely do care. We chose emergency medicine so we could help people on their worst days. If someone is waiting for care, it's because we're busy. That said, there are a number of good reasons why some people must wait. There's something we call triaging. That's when we see patients according to how life-threatening or serious their situations may be. The ER is not a first-come, first-served process, so things like heart attacks and strokes often take priority. And don't forget about patients who may have entered the back of the ER by an ambulance. We are a very busy ER, and we see many of these situations. Finally, the number of patients seeking ER care is unpredictable. That's just the nature of emergencies. We do appreciate everyone's patience and grace when the ER gets busy. I promise we're doing our best to provide the best and most timely care.
That is good to know, Dr. Westmeyer. If an injury or medical situation isn't too severe, our listeners should probably be seen by primary care, urgent care, or virtual care.
Welcome back to Open Forum. Joined today with Executive Director of Educational Services with the Marshalltown Community School District, Dr. Shauna Smith, talking about the furniture at Miller Middle School. You guys are doing some pilot runs for that. But this is, I mean, a new building, bigger classrooms, kind of, you get to build kind of a new environment then,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yes. So that is a little bit different. We're piloting these new furniture pieces, and our classrooms are between 800 to 900 square feet. When we end up with the remodel and we're finished, the average will be 1,200 square feet. So that same furniture will take a completely new life when there's an additional 300 square feet. Our teachers will have a lot more flexibility to maybe put together different like collaborative groupings, and they can think through more of a facilitator of learning versus a, I'm going to stand at the front of the classroom and try to either lecture or deliver content. And our teachers love the idea of the facilitation of learning. We just need to have classrooms that are conducive to that.
Yeah. So, you know, I think about, I learn by doing. There's people that like the lecture or want to do the worksheets or whatever. How do you kind of figure out, like, each student's different. You got a classroom of 20 students. How do you figure out how to mold that program to make sure everybody's picking it up?
That is a great question, and I definitely would say differentiation. You know, our teachers are really skilled at what they do. Really, you know, it's not as simple as walking into the classroom and then looking at your lesson and delivering it. There's a lot of responsiveness that goes into it, and I think developing relationships with students and helping to really like notice the cues when they are learning at high levels. What did I do differently?
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, building that environment in the classroom. I know teachers sometimes have, I've seen big bean bags. I've seen, you know, other extra tables where people can work collaboratively kind of off to the side. Is that all kind of their own and how they want to make the room feel?
We are actually including those in our furniture package, and those have been a part of the pilot. We definitely have like maybe some higher tables so that students who prefer to stand instead of sit. You know, it could be a long day of sitting, yeah. So, or we have higher chairs that will buddy up to those tables. And we have some, I wouldn't call them bean bags necessarily, but similar, like soft seating that's more like floor level that the students will be able to use. We do have some like swivel stools that the students have piloted. And at first look, especially if you're more of a veteran teacher, you might think those will not go over well with middle schoolers. But believe it or not, they're great. You know, yes, repetition.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, Dr. Smith, I appreciate you stopping by today, and I appreciate filling in for Dr. Schutte. So thank you.
Of course.